I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me for another exclusive musician interview as we go backstage with the New World Symphony. This is the first full season the New World Symphony is spending in their new performance space, the Frank Gehry-designed New World Center. It opened last January to lots of fanfare, and according to first-year viola fellow Tony Pars, there's a lot to love about the building and about the kind of performance atmosphere it creates.
What's unique about this building is all of the different studios in the New World Center have different entries of light into them. And windows, I mean, the main building has two whole fronts of nothing but windows. So you can walk up to the building and see practically through it. It's a little bit like a, you know, musicians in the zoo. But no, I mean, in general, there's this sense of awe about the whole operation going on here in terms of the audience, that they just, I'm in love with how excited everyone gets about all these things.
That's violist Tony Pars. He's a first-year fellow from Seattle, Washington. And besides loving the performance spaces created by the New World Center, Tony loves the whole atmosphere created by the New World Symphony. It's an atmosphere you just won't find anywhere else. And it's one reason Tony's so grateful to be in South Florida.
What really got me excited about New World is just they're really into production value. They're really into special lighting effects. They're into projecting concerts, all sorts of different formats. And I loved that. We're, of course, called America's Training Orchestra. The more that I heard about it and the more I figured out what was going on here, the more I realized that it's less that we're training musicians to go out into the already existing orchestral world. It's more that I feel like we're training orchestras what could work, you know, training orchestras to have effective programming, effective outreach. And that's really what got me excited about this and what made me think that this would be a very fun opportunity.
Tony comes from a musical family. His mom is a second grade teacher who sang all the time while he was growing up, and his dad is an opera singer who took Tony with him during his travels. It was during those travels that Tony first discovered he wanted to have a career in music.
A lot of my childhood was spent kind of wherever my dad would happen to be singing, in green rooms or backstage. They figured out that if I were left to my own devices in the green room, more often than not, I would end up breaking something. So instead, they would give me a baton or give me a pencil and sit me behind the conductor for staging rehearsals or blocking rehearsals for the operas. And I would instinctively try as hard as I could to copy the conductor. And I would do that as vigorously as I could until I just passed out and fell asleep, which was great for them. And lo and behold, I got to high school and decided that, of course, I had to become a conductor.
But in high school, things changed. Besides conducting, Tony was also playing the violin. And then someone pointed out that he'd probably have more opportunities as a violist.
I took that to heart, and in one weekend, I switched from the violin to the viola. And that was a rough period of transition for me until I eventually realized that, man, I really love viola parts. And I really love being in orchestras and not necessarily being in the spotlight all the time, but making the whole thing work together. And that gave me such a better appreciation for how the orchestra works, is playing the viola lines. And you know what? The conducting has completely flown out the back door, and I could absolutely care less about jumping through all the hoops that it would take to become a conductor at this point. I'm really happy to be a violist.
But should that career as a violist not work out for some reason, Tony has a backup plan.
Starting a restaurant. But this restaurant would be very tied into the classical music scene. My concept is to serve each course with a different piece of classical music, but in a way that I think actually enhances the music, enhances appreciation of the music. So that's my new frontier that I'm trying to explore, but we'll see the extent to which that pans out.
First-year viola fellow Tony Pars exploring different musical frontiers this season with New World Symphony. I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me again next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.